A vegan superhero is a new breed of athlete. Stronger, healthier, and driven by purpose. Vegan superheroes wage war against society's status quo and win. Vegan superheroes battle the forces of evil that profit from the suffering of others. Vegan superheroes take a stand for what they believe in and prove the haters wrong. If you ask the meatheads and clueless fitness gurus, they'll tell you that what we're doing is impossible, yet it's happening every single day. Vegan superheroes inspire change, spread compassion, challenge the status quo, and fuel the revolution. Our mission is to help you become a vegan superhero. Welcome to the Vegan Gym Podcast. Hey, what is going on? My name is Leigh Farrison, joined here by my co-host, my brother Anders. How's it going, man?
What up? What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode. It's going to be a good one, just because it's mythical.
The holy grail of fitness.
Totally.
Yeah. No, this is going
to
be good.
There's a lot of controversy with this stuff, so it will be good to debunk and provide science.
Yeah. So, yeah, today we're going to be talking about body recomposition. So, basically, how do you shred fat and build muscle at the same time? So, kind of talking about body composition as a whole, we're referring to basically your proportions of lean body mass and body fat in your body. So, how much body fat do you have versus how much lean mass you have? And lean mass is basically everything in your body that isn't body fat. So that includes muscle mass, that includes your organs, your bones, etc. Hopefully the majority of your lean body mass is muscle mass, depending on kind of your goals. But the whole idea of body recomposition is figuring out how we're going to be changing your lean body mass and body fat over time through fitness and nutrition. So just kind of generally speaking, a healthy body composition really tends to possess higher percentages of lean body mass and lower percentages of body fat. So that's generally healthier. Of course, you can take that to the extreme, get super lean, and that's not really sustainable or healthy over the long term. But the better your body composition, basically the leaner and more ripped you are or more toned, whatever kind of word you want to throw in there. So basically, the trick to building a strong, fit, athletic body is pretty simple. So for most people, that means burning fat and building lean muscle. And some people say that you can't do both at the same time. Some people say that it is possible to do both of those things at the same time. So what is actually the truth behind body recomposition? So I want to begin by saying this. Most people cannot efficiently shred body fat and build lean muscle at the same time. In fact, basically no one can. So your body is kind of at conflicting odds when you're trying to do both of those things at the same time. But it is possible to do both at the same time and actually see pretty phenomenal results if you know exactly what to eat and how to train based on your body composition and your goals. So I just want to basically talk through a few examples of this to prove that it's possible. Anders actually has some DEXA scan results that we're going to go over. He had some pretty phenomenal body recomposition.
It actually blew me away when I went through it. I was like, what? There's no way. I remember sitting in front of the DEXA scan guy and he was just like, yeah, you built this and lost this. I was like, built? I was like, there's no way.
Was he super surprised? Does he ever see that?
Well,
he didn't make a comment.
I mean, he was very impressed with, because this was a 30-day period. So he was very impressed with like what I was able to do in 30 days. He was just like, wow, you have some discipline.
You just kind of like wink and you're like, I do coaching, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. A DEXA scan guy that doesn't even, I don't think he's ever used a DEXA scan before.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fantastic. Do you want me to dive into that or?
Well, let's talk about two of our clients who got some pretty phenomenal results, and then we'll dive into that. So we worked with this amazing woman, Agata, and she got a DEXA scan on March 17th of this year, basically right as the pandemic was starting to take hold of the entire world. And she, at that point, she had joined our coaching program, and then she got another DEXA scan right after finishing our 90-day Vegan Superhero Academy coaching program. Her results were pretty phenomenal. I want to share them here because they are both inspiring and also show you that it's possible to accomplish body recomposition.
It's going to actually sound kind of unreal.
When it, you does. Hear these it does. Yeah.
When I read it for the first time, I was like, I'm pretty sure that they did something incorrect, but it's complete truth.
Yeah. No, it's pretty ridiculous. So in 90 days, I think the DEXA scans were actually like 93 days or apart or something, because she took one a day before and like 2 days after. So, okay, maybe not exactly 90 days, but like 93, something like that. She shredded 24.7 pounds, which is 11.2 kilograms of body fat in 90 days, 93 days, whatever that is. And that's pretty awesome. That in and of itself is really amazing. But here is the kicker that's absolutely crazy. Her body weight only dropped by a total of 13.5 pounds, which is 6.1 kilograms. So she shredded 24.7 pounds of body fat, but her body weight only dropped by a total of 13.5 pounds. So how is that even possible? How do you only lose 13.5 pounds on the scale if you lose 24.7 pounds of body fat? That's because in the same 90-day period or 93-day period, she gained 11.2, which is 5.1 kilograms of lean muscle mass, according to DEXA, which is the gold standard of body composition testing. So
it's ridiculous.
And
that's the power of dialing things in.
And the crazy part about that is she did most of her workouts at home too. Yeah. Like, this was during COVID. She didn't go back to the gym until I think like she was into her third month in the program. So she was over two thirds of the way through the program. Another client of ours, Todd, recently accomplished similar results. He got down to 9% body fat and got super ripped at 48 years old. We hear all the time people using age as an excuse. And yes, in some instances, it can make things a little more challenging, but don't take that and say, oh, well, I can't do it. Yeah. You certainly can do it. We also have another client, Michael, who we're working with right now, and he's got six-pack abs for the first time in his life. I think he's 58 years old.
Yeah.
So, like, this is totally possible to do, whether you're a guy or a woman, whatever. Anyways, Todd got down to 9% body fat, got ripped abs at 48 years old. According to his body composition tests, he shredded 23.5 pounds of body fat while gaining about 6 pounds of lean mass in 79 days. So he took a scan right before starting the program and then about 79 days in. And then he was so lean at that point, he had already accomplished his lean goals and got like the abs he wanted, that we transitioned him to a bulking phase for the remainder of his time in our program. So these results are absolutely phenomenal. And Todd was in the same boat as Agata. In fact, he didn't go back to the gym until like last few weeks.
Yeah, it was just resistance bands in his basement. That's what it was.
So it really comes down to nailing your nutrition. When you are trying to accomplish some body recomposition goal, the nutrition is the most important part. Of course, you have to kind of progressively overload your muscles. You have to give your body a reason to build muscle mass through some kind of resistance training, whether that's with resistance bands, whether that's with bodyweight exercises, whether you're crushing heavy deadlifts in the gym, whatever you're doing, you need to have the resistance training, but the nutrition, it can actually move the ball down the field even more if you have that dialed in. So it's really important to have both sides of that, and both Agata and Todd certainly have that. So with that being said, Honors, why don't you talk about your body recomposition experience?
Yeah, so essentially, I guess I should give kind of the contents of why I did it. I wanted to shred for 30 days over the Thanksgiving and Christmas, New Year's period, just to show like, if you're committed, you can still get the results and still enjoy yourself during the holidays. All right. So essentially in the...
So this happened just last year.
Right? Yeah, this was just last year.
And we hear, just to go off that before, sorry to jump in, but before you jump in with all the actual...
I'm just excited to show off my results.
Yeah, just hold on. Just one more minute. So I think it's really important to understand that health and fitness needs to be a sustainable thing. If you are following a program that is not sustainable over the long term, you are following a diet. You are following a short-term training program. And people who do that always fall off the rails during the holidays especially, but you're kind of doing a yo-yo thing throughout the entire year. Yeah. And that's a huge problem, because if you yo-yo the entire year, you're going to average at kind of the same spot you're at. Maybe a little bit heavier or a little bit less fit or a little bit more fit, but you're basically oscillating around kind of the same point. So it's really important to have a strategy that actually is sustainable and allows you to enjoy foods that you want to have. Like, Honors was not going through the holidays and not enjoying any of the foods he didn't.
I was just being careful. I was smart about it. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
And you just track things properly.
Yeah.
So
what people need to understand is, when it comes down to really change your body composition, and if you want to shred body fat, like, health and fitness is something that should be improving and adding to quality of your life instead of taking away from it. So many people look at it in such a negative way, where there is, I'm telling all of you that are listening, there is a way to find that balance between enjoying your life, getting the results that you want, and not feel held back or tied down by having restrictions. Okay. I hear all the time, I talk to a ton of, like, hundreds of people on phone calls, and they all say, like, oh yeah, I'm going to get to this goal and then be able to reintroduce these different things. And this is kind of me going on a tangent, but real quick, if you really think about it, the example I give people is, my favorite food is vegan pizza. Okay. Yeah. 100%. I will make that whenever I want. But if I had the mentality, okay, I want to lose 10 pounds of body fat, so I'm going to just stop eating vegan pizza, and then I'm going to focus on getting this goal, and then once I get to my goal, I'm going to eat vegan pizza again. If you really think about it, you remove a variable, you get a said result without that variable, and then you reintroduce that variable. What the heck do you think is going to happen? Yeah. You're going to go right back to where you started, because you never actually found that balance, and you were never able to introduce and enjoy the foods that you enjoy, which takes away from your results, and it puts you in a position where you feel defeated and you think it's your own fault, when in reality you were just doing the wrong approach to it and you never actually found that balance or sustainability.
Yeah.
So you have to find that. And it is possible for literally everybody. It's just, there's just so many terrible approaches out there.
Yeah, if you put that stuff off, you can achieve results. Anybody can achieve results. I can tell you to just eat a little bit of food.
Sew your mouth shut and chain yourself to the treadmill. You're going to get results.
Like, you can go crazy with this and actually see results, but how do you do it in a sustainable manner that isn't going to
totally
throw you back into the situation you were at earlier?
Stop looking at it as a diet and start thinking about it, okay, well, how do I really recalibrate or adjust my lifestyle where I can live healthy and happy but not feel held back?
Yeah,
that's how you should be looking at it, because if you're not, then you're not going to get the results and you're just going to feel frustrated in the long term. All right, and so, end of keynote.
Yeah, basically Honors and I eat pretty much what we want, and we still can maintain abs. We still maintain our strength. We still accomplish our fitness goals. Yeah,
take it with a grain of salt. It's like, we've been lifting for 10 plus years. So we understand our bodies, where we know when we can introduce things. But it's just like, the biggest piece.
But that's possible for everyone. Oh, that's totally my point.
Yeah. It's the knowledge aspect that's the most important when it comes down to it. When you know how to make that balance, you know it, you know, it's like, it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
So
I also want to stress that it gets easier over time.
Oh, totally.
This is something that I was talking about with a client a few months ago, actually. And I told her that we would do a podcast on it. I do intend on doing a podcast on it, but she wanted to know, like, long-term, how do things change over time? And I said, it gets easier and easier to do this over time, because as you build more lean muscle mass, you burn more calories. So you have a higher metabolism. You start knowing how to make the healthy choices when it comes to health and fitness. You know how your body works when it comes to lifting weights and kind of the other recovery that you need to be doing to really fuel your body. So things get easier over time. You can eat more over time as you build lean muscle mass. So it becomes easier and easier. And even at the outset, even if you're just beginning your journey, it's easy to do if you know how to do it, if you know what you should be eating to enjoy the foods that you want while also accomplishing your goals.
Yeah. Anyway,
there we go.
That was our TED Talk. So in the during that three, oh my goodness, I don't know what that was. During that 30-day period, so it was November 24th that I started. And then I ended on, I won't go through the numbers for literally everything. I'll just say the differences between the two. But I ended on Christmas. I actually got my last DEXA scan on Christmas morning because I wanted to know the results.
Yeah. And for some reason, the place was open.
He was open. Well, I sent him a few emails. I was like, dude, are you sure I was able to schedule on Christmas? He's just like, yeah, my family's on the West Coast. I have nobody here. So I'll just come in for your DEXA scan. I was like, cool.
That's kind of sad. Okay, continue.
But anyway, in those 30 days, and keep this in mind, it's like I'm an advanced lifter. So like these results blew me away. Okay.
And I want to stress that makes this more impressive.
I was shook. So, in 30 days, I was able to shred 9 pounds of body fat. So I went from 166.1 total pounds down to 158.2 total pounds. And so essentially I lost 9 pounds of body fat, but here's the kicker. My lean muscle mass or my lean mass went from 134.1 to 135.2, which means that I gained 1.1 pounds of lean body mass in 30 days. And I went from 15.6 to 10.5% body fat. And when he read that to me, I was like, bro, you're lying. I was like, that would be the best Christmas present ever. Just repeat that to me, please. it blew my mind. Not that I didn't think that I could shred that body fat, but I was more so impressed with the amount of lean mass that I was able to build during that time.
You were just going into it with the intent of maintaining lean muscle mass.
Correct. Yeah. I remember when I sat down with him, he was like, so where do you think you are in terms of like lean mass? I was like, what was your goal? I was like, well, to maintain lean muscle mass and hopefully not lose any. And he just like, well, you've gained 1.1. And I was like, no. You're lying. But
stop it. Yeah,
seriously. That was an awesome experience. And anybody can do that. Even advanced lifters.
Well, we're talking about some of these clients who were fit to begin with.
Yeah.
Like these were very athletic people to begin with. And they accomplished some insane results. So anyways, all of this is to simply say this is 100% possible. You can build muscle mass at the same time you're shredding body fat, and you can do both pretty quickly if you have the right program. So let's talk a little bit about the math of body recomposition. So I'll get a little nerdy on you to explain a point. The first law of thermodynamics basically says that the energy of an isolated system cannot be changed. So if you are in a caloric surplus, you will be storing net energy. If you are in a caloric deficit, you will be losing net energy. So because body fat and muscle tissue are both separate systems in your body, it is possible to lose body fat due to the caloric deficit while building muscle due to the progressive training and sufficient protein intake. So those are kind of the variables that we're looking at when it comes to your nutrition. But the most important factor is the amount of calories that you are consuming. So calories are the most important number to track when you're analyzing body recomposition. You don't necessarily have to track calories directly. We track macronutrients, protein, carbohydrates, and dietary fats. But essentially, you are tracking calories when you do that. So 1 pound of body fat weighs 454 grams, and approximately 85 to 90% of this weight can be attributed to stored triglycerides that can be burned for energy. And the other 10 to 15% is basically water and cellular machinery. This means that you have roughly 400 grams of stored triglycerides in each pound of body fat that you must burn to lose 1 pound of body fat. And since each gram of pure body fat contains 9 calories, this means that it takes approximately 3,600 calories of cumulative burned energy to lose 1 pound of body fat. In other words, you need to burn 3,600 extra calories beyond the calories that you are consuming to lose 1 pound of body fat, at least in theory. The reality is a little bit different. It changes here and there a little bit, but that's theoretically how many calories you need to be burning in additional cumulative burn energy to lose 1 pound of body fat. So there are also lots of estimations in the scientific literature as to how many calories are required to gain 1 pound of lean muscle mass, but in the range that's typically used is between 2,500 and 2,800 excess calories required to build or to synthesize 1 pound of lean muscle mass. So this has the effect of actually increasing your perceived deficit without having a significant impact on one's hunger levels. So if you are losing body fat, then you need to be in a caloric deficit over time of a cumulative caloric deficit of 3,600 calories to lose 1 pound of body fat. And then if you are also building lean muscle mass at the same time because your fitness and nutrition are really dialed in, that will actually increase your perceived deficit because your body needs to take excess calories from the food that you're eating to synthesize more muscle tissue. So you are actually increasing your rate of, you can potentially increase your rate of fat loss while also building muscle tissue. So with all of that in mind, let's cover the 3 main things that you must do to shred body fat and build lean muscle mass at the same time. So the first secret of vegan body recomposition is to lose body fat and build muscle, you must focus on fat loss. In other words, you must maintain a caloric deficit to shred body fat, as it is not possible to shred body fat while maintaining a caloric deficit. However, according to a bunch of studies in the scientific literature, your body can build muscle in a caloric deficit. And we've seen that with the clients we referenced earlier and with Anders' results. So that is possible to do both at the same time. With that being said, it is possible to be too aggressive with your caloric deficit, which will tend to slow down your metabolism. It's not quite that simple, but that's an easy way of explaining it. And that can result in lost muscle mass if you don't do things correctly. So basically, there's kind of a sweet spot that you need to maintain between burning body fat and also building muscle if you're trying to do body recomposition. So generally, we'd recommend about a 10 to 20% caloric deficit, depending on your exact goals, depending on your initial starting body composition. And that will be generally kind of a good target to help you shred body fat rapidly, but also put you in a position to build lean muscle mass at the same time if you really set up your nutrition and training correctly. That doesn't mean you just set a caloric deficit of 15%, take an average of those two numbers, and then boom, you're going to be able to build muscle and shred fat at the same time. It depends on a lot of other variables that really need to be dialed in, which kind of leads me to secret number 2. So vegan body recomposition secret number 2 is you must maintain a high protein diet. So whenever I say this, I want to make it clear there's absolutely nothing wrong with consuming a low protein diet that's very healthy. But if you want to shred, and I'm not saying that a high protein diet is not healthy, I'm just saying there's nothing wrong with consuming a low protein diet. But with that being said, if you want to shred body fat and gain lean muscle mass, if you want to do body recomposition, then you need to follow a high protein diet. So in a 2016 study, researchers at McMaster University split up 40 subjects into 2 groups. Group 1 was the low protein group, and researchers randomly assigned 20 of the 40 subjects to a low protein control diet, and they were consuming 1.2 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight per day. So that's a lower protein intake, but it's not that low. And then group number 2 was the high protein diet group, and researchers randomly assigned the other 20 subjects to consume twice as much protein as a low protein group, 2.4 grams of protein per kilogram of body weight per day. Now, all of the subjects, all 40 subjects, the subjects in both groups performed resistance exercise training combined with high intensity interval training for 6 days per week. The researchers also provided all of the meals and beverages for the participants to consume throughout the intervention period, with the exception of water. So all of the meals were controlled, all of the training was controlled. The only difference between them was the protein intake. And all of the subjects also followed a caloric deficit of 40%, which is a little aggressive, but if you are careful, you can potentially accomplish body recomposition at a significant caloric deficit like that. In other words, they're eating 40% less calories than they're burning every single day. Now, over the course of the 4-week trial, the low protein group shredded 3.7 kilograms, which is 8.2 pounds of fat, while the high protein group shredded 4.8 kilograms, which is 10.6 pounds of fat. So the high protein group did have a slight edge in fat loss. They lost an additional 2.4 pounds of body fat over the 4-week trial period, but there wasn't a huge difference there. And that really isn't surprising, consuming a higher protein diet, because a higher protein diet has been shown to increase fat loss, preserve lean body mass, and also help to maintain your metabolism during periods of caloric restriction. But here's the true power of a high protein diet when it comes to body recomposition. The high protein group gained 1.2 kilograms of muscle, which is 2.6 pounds, while the low protein group only managed to maintain their lean muscle mass. Keep in mind that this occurred over a 4-week period. So we're talking about just under a month here. And the high protein group shredded 10.6 pounds of body fat while also gaining 2.6 pounds of lean muscle tissue, according to DEXA. So that's pretty comparable to what you accomplished. They did a little bit better, but maybe they didn't have as much training experience exactly. So again, there's absolutely nothing wrong with consuming a low protein diet, but if you want to shred body fat while gaining lean muscle mass, then you need to follow a high protein diet. So how much protein should you really consume? I just want to briefly run through this. According to a 2014 meta-analysis conducted by researchers at AUT University in New Zealand, the researchers kind of provided a systematic review of 6 studies with energy-restricted, resistance-trained adult subjects. So they were energy-restricted, just means that they were consuming less calories than they burn every day. They were in a caloric deficit. Resistance-trained just means that they had resistance training experience, so they had done weightlifting in the past. So in this meta-analysis, the researchers found that people maintaining a caloric deficit while trying to build lean muscle mass should aim to consume between 1.05 to 1.41 grams per pound of protein per pound of lean body mass. In other words, that is 2.3 to 3.1 grams of protein per kilogram of lean body mass. So your intake, that is a range. So your intake should be scaled upwards with the severity of your caloric deficit and also the leanness that you are at. So the leaner you are, the generally speaking, the higher your protein intake should be, the larger your caloric deficit, the higher your protein intake should tend to be. So that's kind of what I would recommend you follow when it comes to how much protein you should be consuming to achieve body recomposition. So secret number 3 to vegan body recomposition is this. When it comes to building muscle, there is one scientific principle that matters more than any other. It is called progressive overload, and it is incredibly important. So basically, your muscles need to be given a reason to grow stronger and stronger. You can't just think about, hey, I want my biceps to grow bigger, and they're just going to start popping out of your sleeves. So they don't just grow because you want them to grow. They grow because they need to grow to handle the stresses that you are placing them under. And the only way to convince them to grow bigger and bigger is to lift heavier and heavier stuff or push your body to the limits when it comes to some kind of resistance band training or body weight training. It doesn't necessarily need to require weightlifting, but weightlifting tends to be the easiest one to track in terms of how you're progressing over time. So basically, in other words, you need to be lifting heavier and heavier weights over time. That is how you progressively overload your muscles, which is the fastest way to build muscle mass. And the way that Anders and I like to do that is with heavy weights at the gym. And we like to focus on exercises, the main compound lifts, like the squat, deadlift, bench press, overhead press, etc. But like we talked about earlier, you can do this at home with resistance bags. Some of our clients use sandbags, which are kind of fun to throw around, and they are still seeing pretty incredible results. We already talked about two of the clients. And as I also said, Todd and Agata, the two clients that we talked about earlier, they accomplished most of their results while working out at home with minimal equipment during a pandemic. So this is totally possible to do if you don't have access to a gym. And I should also add that you should keep cardio to a minimum, kind of generally speaking, because too much cardio can affect your body's ability to grow muscle mass, and it's not exactly necessary for accomplishing body recomposition. So with all that said, I want to talk about just a few factors that will determine how efficiently your body is able to build muscle mass in a caloric deficit while also shredding body fat. In other words, body recomposition. So the first factor that matters is your level of proper training experience. Generally speaking, the less proper training experience you have, the more likely you're going to be to build lean muscle mass while shredding body fat. So for people with, kind of generally speaking, more than 5 years of proper training experience, we generally recommend that you focus on kind of cycling between periods of shredding body fat and building lean muscle mass. In other words, you're kind of focusing on one and then the other and just going back and forth to accomplish your long-term body composition goals. But as we talked about with Anders, he's been training for over 10 years and he's gotten pretty incredible results from body recomposition. He wasn't exactly trying to do that. He was just trying to lean to maintain lean muscle mass. But
I went in with the mentality of being that experienced weightlifter. So
yeah. Yeah. So it certainly is possible. But generally speaking, if you have a lot of training experience, it might be a better approach to try to focus on one and then the other and just cycle between periods of shredding and bulking to get to your ultimate goals. And if you get DEXA scans and find that you actually accomplish both at the same time, even better. So that's kind of the first variable that I would look at. The second one is the higher your starting body fat percentage, the more likely you are to be able to build muscle in a caloric deficit because you have lots of body fat to lose and it's fairly easy to lose body fat and then you can also build muscle tissue at the same time. The third variable is the extent of your caloric deficit. So we recommend that you maintain a moderate caloric deficit. We're talking in the range of 10 to 20%. So we don't want to do any crash dieting where we're doing 50%+ with your caloric deficit. That's going to make it very difficult to build muscle while you are shredding body fat. It's also not going to be sustainable and you're probably going to be pretty miserable through the process.
You're going to hate it.
Yeah. And then the last factor is your protein intake. So if you're consuming a low protein diet, that's not going to really help you accomplish your goals of building muscle mass while shredding body fat. So again, you should aim for kind of that range that we talked about earlier. Probably somewhere between 0.7 to 1 grams of protein per pound of body weight, depending on your exact body fat percentage. So that's just kind of a general rule of thumb when it comes to your protein intake. So how do you actually know if you are building muscle and shredding body fat at the same time? How do you know if you are successfully accomplishing body recomposition? Well, the only way to know for sure is to track your body weight and body fat percentage over time. In other words, you need to know exactly how your lean mass and your fat mass are changing over time. And the only way to know this for certain is to take regular body composition tests. The best one of the body composition tests is DEXA, and that's what Anders took, that's what our clients took. However, as we've mentioned before, you can get an idea of how things are going with more accessible measurement methods, such as taking regular progress pictures, weighing yourself on a regular basis, and also taking body measurements on a regular basis. So those can give you an idea of how things are tracking over time. It doesn't give you exact numbers, but and another thing you can also track is how much weight you're lifting over time. And generally, if you have a little bit of weight training experience and you are continuing to see your numbers increase in the gym when it comes to how much weight you're lifting, that's a pretty good indication that you are building muscle at the same time if you are in a caloric deficit. Like, this is not an exact science, so that's not always true, but if you don't have access to DEXA, you just kind of have to make things work with some of these other measurement methods. If you are relatively lean already, then increases in your arms and calves and decreases in your waist and hip measurements are a good indication that you are building muscle. Again, this is not at all an exact science. If you want exact science, you should go with DEXA or another body composition test. But if you don't have access to that stuff, or you just rather take some of these other measurements and just focus on those, then that's perfectly fine too. You're just not going to have the really detailed information. So if the scale is dropping at the same time and your midsection, particularly your abs, is becoming more defined, then that's also an indication that that you're accomplishing your fat loss goals and potentially building muscle at the same time. All of these are not very scientific approaches, so there's tons and tons of gray area here, but I would really recommend getting regular body composition tests if you are serious about tracking your body composition over time and seeing if you are accomplishing your body recomposition goals. So to summarize, here are kind of the main points that I want you to take away from this episode. One, you can shred fat and build muscle at the same time. You can accomplish body recomposition. Number two, your body recomposition results largely depend on your level of training experience. In other words, kind of how much is your natural potential and how much of that natural potential have you already accomplished when it comes to your strength and lean muscle mass. Number three, you must maintain a caloric deficit to achieve body recomposition. It doesn't have to be an aggressive deficit, and it should be scaled upwards with your body fat percentage, or at least that's generally what we recommend. In other words, the more body fat that you have, the higher your deficit can be without risking losing lean muscle tissue and also putting you into a position to potentially gain lean muscle mass while you are shredding body fat. Number four, you must maintain a high protein intake to support muscle growth. And number five, you must focus on progressive overload with your training. In other words, focus on lifting heavier weights over time. Really push yourself to lift heavier weights over time. Add an extra rep here and there from workout to workout. Add an extra 5-10 pounds, depending on the lift, from workout to workout, if possible. Really push yourself to lift more over time. Whether you're using resistance bands, whether you're using sandbags at home, whether you're doing bodyweight exercises, whether you are doing heavy deadlifts at the gym, whatever you're doing, focus on trying to really push yourself and bring more intensity for each workout. All right, so that's going to be a wrap for this episode. Do you have anything else?
Oh man, you covered it all.
Y'all good to go? Okay, sweet.
Makes me want to do this again.
Yeah. Well, let's see if we can see those results again. That'd be sweet. So if you found value in this episode, please take a minute to share this somewhere online, share it with a friend, share it on Facebook, share it in a group, share it on Reddit. Please help us spread the word. We're never going to do ads on this podcast. We just want to bring you tons and tons of value. And I firmly, firmly believe that the more healthy, fit vegans there are in the world, the faster veganism will spread. So please help the animals, help the planet, help other people by sharing this episode if you found it to be valuable. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until next time, keep challenging the freaking status quo. We really hope that you enjoyed this episode. To take the next step in your vegan fitness journey and get access to all our best content for free, check out thevegangym.com. We'll teach you everything you need to know to torch body fat, break through plateaus, build lean vegan muscle, and supercharge your health. Get started right now at thevegangym.com. Until next time, peace, love, and gains.